This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High Noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. A reminder, a lot of ways you can listen. You can stream anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And, of course, here in Boston on 93.7 WEEI. We will go on the clock shortly, give you our work function etiquette.
Yeah, tips, almost like a PSA, if you will.
We went to the Revs last night. You can't just roll in there and just be yourself. You can put on airs a little bit, you know?
Right.
You gotta go
put on
in
your
there.
Best mesh shorts. That kind of thing.
Precisely.
Yep.
That's exactly what you got to do when you go to something like that. So we'll go on the clock and give you our tips for work function etiquette in just 60 seconds. That was Will Fleming, enemy of Will Clark. You'll hear more about that coming up.
I guess so.
About 25 minutes from now. So stay tuned for it. We played it once already. We're going to play it for you again in its entirety. We gave it the official Jones and Keefe must-listen stamp of approval.
100%.
We're going to do that again at 12:30, so stand by accordingly. Kiefer Madness at 12:45 as well. But Red Sox win again, and the question becomes, Keefe, can they handle the schedule getting more difficult? It's Tampa now, who's a game and a half up in the wild card for four games. Then three first-place teams coming out of the break. Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers in whatever order. And then the trade deadline's right after that. Can they continue to play well? Can they get through this next more difficult stretch? Because in fairness, and we've been pointing it out all along, they've been beating up on some trash teams in Washington and Colorado.
Yeah, they've been beating up on trash teams recently. But they weren't always doing that.
No.
And that's why I feel a little bit better about it, because it's not just, oh, here they go again, soft spot of the schedule. We were going nuts in May saying they're not taking advantage of the soft schedule. So now that they are, I'm not going to say, well, that's all they're doing. This team is 5-1 against the Yankees, and you could argue now, oh, the Yankees are falling apart. Well, they're still a playoff team. They're one of however many teams in the American League with a better record than the Red Sox. They're 5-1 against them, and they're 4-2 against the Rays, who they're about to play for four games.
Nice.
So that's two playoff teams that, whatever, do the math, what is that, 9-3? Pretty good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, the problem is you weren't taking advantage of the Chicago White Sox, where you had a winning record against them, but he went 4-3. So it's not like you went 7-0 against the White Sox, then 0-7 against the Yankees. Then I could see people really pointing to the schedule.
Right. If you were consistently good against bad teams, bad against good teams, maybe you smell a rat with the schedule coming up.
Like 1-5 against the Angels, who are below you in the standings.
Yeah, look, I'm with you.
That's a bad one.
I'm with you. I think something's different. And I think the something is there's no more Rafi Devers, and the roster is much more versatile without Devers, which we were trying to tell you and warn you about long before they ever traded Rafi Devers. So I think something tangible in there changed, and they're better because of it. What we're going to see, and they're going to have to continue to play well over these next four series going into the break, but into the deadline, rather.
Yeah.
But I think they will.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're asking me, do I think they will? I do. We looked at the record. I mean, Tampa's, 3-7 over their last 10? They're not playing great.
Right.
The Dodgers have dropped 6 out of 10.
It was like everybody but the Blue Jays, who just finally lost. They'd won 10 in a row. And the Tigers, Like, so those are two division leaders. The Blue Jays are playing out of their mind. Outside of that, in the American League, I mean, right now the Red Sox have the current best winning streak in all of baseball. So they have that going for them. And no, they need to fatten up on the bad opponents. That's great. That's helpful. But it's not like they go into a series against Tampa or what they get the Cubs right after the break, or where you're like, oh man, they're in trouble, because they're going to be getting Bregman back soon. So they've been going on this little bit of a run without even Alex Bregman. And then maybe the most important thing for them, obviously the bats are waking up a little bit, but they got guys besides Garrett Crochet that are going deep into games. They got Lucas Giolito. I don't know how long it's going to last, but he did it again last night. And they got Brian Bello through his first complete game of his career against a bad team, sure. But, you know, Nick even pointed this out at the beginning of the season. Bello's second half of last year at least was, like, positive. And then once he was available this year, it's been pretty good. So
it's been like a full calendar year of him pitching well.
Right. Yeah. This isn't two good starts, three good starts. This is a much bigger sample size.
You brought up the American League. It's a good point. Outside of the Red Sox, there's only six teams with a winning record in the AL. Now, if we're being fair, three of them are in the division, Yankees, Rays, and Blue Jays, along with Detroit, Houston, and Seattle. But all these other teams have losing records. Kansas City, Minnesota, the Angels, who you're done playing, the Rangers, Guardians, Orioles, Athletics, White Sox. So it's a long way of saying, all right, fine, they're beating up on bad teams. Most of the American League is bad.
Right.
Most of
there's
the teams
plenty
are
of
be,
bad teams out there.
There's a lot of teams to fatten up on, a lot of bad teams to fatten up on. In fact, that's most of the sport. So beating up on bad teams is actually a good thing for the Red Sox. But I will acknowledge they have to keep this going over these next four series. 617-779-7937. The Revolution did not get a bad team last night, Keith.
No, they got a pretty good team in the GOAT.
They got the
greatest
arguably,
player of all time. Some people's GOAT.
Arguably.
You a Ronaldo guy over Messi?
I think it's hard to argue that anymore.
You a Pele guy?
Once he took home a World Cup, I think it's pretty hard to argue it anymore.
Although Ronaldo, there's back and forth on whether he should be on the national team still. There was some weird coaching last World Cup. He might be back on the next World Cup team.
No, Portugal wants to get him out of there?
Yeah. Well, that was sort of the talk before. Yeah.
Did not realize that. So I wound up hitting my Messi bet last night.
Yeah, you did. Two goals.
Two goals plus 500. Nice.
Man.
I did not hit on my parlay. I still got to send a strongly worded email to our mutual friend.
Yep.
But because we were at the Revs last night, Keith, a work function, a work outing, me, you, and Terp all went.
Mm-hmm.
There were other media members there as well. Lots of representatives from the Revolution. So I would call it somewhat of a work function.
Yes.
So we figured today when we go on the clock, in 60 seconds, we'll hand out some tips when you go to a work function, a company, party, things like this.
Yeah.
So you want me to go first? Go on the clock here first?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, Nick, why don't you fire that up for me? Here is perfect etiquette at a work function in just 60 seconds. You want to dress for success, Keith.
Always do.
So, for instance, last night at the Revolution, I wore my Revs jersey. Maybe something really high-end and formal, I'll pop on a WEEI polo. You want to be fashionably late, don't be a nerd. Don't get there too early. You want to leave the people wanting a little more. Typically, there might be bosses there. You're going to find them, wave across the room, make sure you know where they are, because you want to avoid them for the rest of the night. You're going to identify a good group to be social with. Cool. Maybe not too cool, but cool enough. You want to find a home base where you set up something comfortable, pile up your food, pile up your drinks because you will be drinking. I like to show some restraint, Keith. I'm going to keep it to single digits. Beers, shots, wines. Make sure you keep that to single digits is what you want to keep it to. Eat the food quickly. Get in line early while the food's hot and while there's a lot of it. And here's something I like to do. Make my bets, react to them loudly, and then get the hell out of there. You don't want to be the last person there, leaving a lasting drunken memory. Okay, so that is my workplace function etiquette. Like last night, we got out of there early.
You were
actually very fashionably late last.
Well, I was stuck in traffic.
Not very fashionably late, perfectly fashionably.
I saw all
late.
The goals.
Yeah, you got right in there.
I kind of nailed it.
At a good amount of time.
Just fine. Yeah.
I think you kept it to single digits.
It's none of your business. I got a tip for you there.
Okay, good. Let's hear Keith.
All right, this is the workplace etiquette. You have to show up. You have to make sure that everybody sees you. You don't want to talk to anybody for too long, but you have to go in there. Like Joan said, you don't show up right when the thing starts, but you don't want to be late either because there might be some important people that do leave early, and then they're thinking in their head, oh, wow, Keith never showed up to this. So you want to show up 10, 15, 20 minutes after the start time. Make sure you go in there and say quick hellos to each person. Have an exit strategy with each one so you're not caught up the whole time. Here's what you're going to have to do. This might be a little bit of a downer. You have to stick to one particular beverage. I like to normally mix and match, get your Long Island iced tea, your margarita, your double IPA. You can't do that because then every time somebody looks over at you, they're like, oh, my God, he's drinking something else? What a maniac. Drink one. You can have as many as you want, but drink one kind of thing because then they're going to get distracted. And they're
that's
like,
good.
Oh, he's still on that same margarita. Wrong. I'm on my seventh margarita, but you don't know the difference. You are allowed to eat, but don't get the stuff all over your face. You got to kind of eat quickly. Find the things that are there that are the easiest and the cleanest things to eat.
Oh, I actually broke one of those rules last
night.
So
did I.
I'm quite a clean eater, Keith.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I made last night?
Oh, the nachos?
Some nachos.
Cheese?
Oh, it was
that big tray of melted bread, cheese?
Bro.
Potential. You should have seen this thing, Nick. Big tray of melted cheese.
I almost ruined.
Stuck both hands in it.
I almost ruined my Revs jersey. It was close.
Oh, dangerous.
I'm quite a clean eater.
Yeah,
but that I would have broken one of those rules. You know what your best.
I went bone in wings last night, so I was a.
You were living dangerous.
No, I saw it.
Yeah, I know.
Dos Equis guy.
Oh, everybody saw it.
Both in our Revs jerseys just slamming just the messiest food.
I didn't need a new Revs jersey. This one's covered in sauce. They're like, ugh.
They're sending another one next year, right?
Yeah. No, the spread was fantastic last night.
Best tip in there, Keith?
Yeah.
I thought keeping it to single digits personally was a good tip.
Same drink.
Same drink, so no one can tell how many you've had.
Because I even thought of that. I went in there to the fridge again. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try this. I'm like, no. Just keep it the same thing. Keep the same thing. Everyone's like, oh, he's drinking that one.
Yeah, he sure is.
Still nursing that
first one, all right. So if you have tips for a work function or outing, feel free to send those in. 617-779-7937. You can go on the clock. On the phones, you can also send them in on the text line or, of course, Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keith. Meanwhile, Craig Breslow was on this morning on the Greg Hill Show as part of the front office report. A couple of interesting items from him. We thought about what the Red Sox could be targeting, what their biggest need is. He answered that fairly directly.
You look at what Lucas and Brian have done over the last month and a half and start to feel confident in the way that the starting pitching is coming together. That said, you can never have too much. So I think that's probably what we would prioritize. But, you know, we've seen what Fitz has done. Dobbins is getting healthy. Hauk is getting healthy. So we have some depth. But I think if there's the opportunity to provide some impact starting pitching and add that to the group, that's probably where we focus.
Impact starting pitching.
And probably, little caveat word, prioritize. So if they're looking at everything across the board, I think that's what they're saying, because everybody always says, like, with a contender, like, oh, like bullpen. Like, I think starters where it's at, and then maybe some of those guys that might return as starters become bullpen arms. He mentioned Dobbins, Fitz, and Hauk, who I'm not really expecting anything from those guys, but if one of those three guys becomes a pretty good arm in the bullpen, great. But the way you can push them into the bullpen would be by acquiring another starter, an impact starter, because I can't imagine, especially if you gave the Brezbot truth serum or you put in code that he had to tell you the truth. Do you think they acquired any impact players last year? No. I think, he was somewhat excited that they got Danny Jansen, but please, like, you can't, with a straight face, you couldn't say any of the five trades they made last year would have qualified under impact trade.
No.
But if he's prioritizing an impact trade this time, Joe Ryan's the name that's out there, but there are other guys that would sort of fit that criteria. That'd be huge. That'd go a long way. Because also they need to do something to shake off the last several years where they've been awful post-deadline. It's like Alex Cora gets disappointed, and then the whole team is disappointed, and they play flat, and they go from being one or two games out of a wild card to five in a blink of an eye.
The best example, and they were all wrong about it, because the Red Sox got a good return on Vasquez, and that's a credit to Chaim Bloom, but the Vasquez year, they were all just openly weeping.
It was like a mutiny. They really should have traded Bogarts and J.D. Martinez that year. They didn't, but they traded Vasquez, pissed everybody off. They brought in Eric Hosmer.
They kept Bogarts just to lead the crying brigade after Vasquez left, and they went into the tank. And so, no, you're right. So Cora gets super in his feelings after these deadlines, and it drags the whole team down. The last time they had a good deadline, and he was hurt when they initially got him, you said this yesterday, was Schwarber. And I think on Cora, for as much crap as I give Cora, I do think your point about adding another starter to bump a starting arm to the bullpen is a good one, because that is how he managed the pen in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
He's shown an ability to do that. I say most people, just about anybody, could have managed that team to a World Series with how much talent they have. the one caveat to it is he did do a good job managing that bullpen and transitioning starters into the bullpen.
Also had like the right mindset of guys. This goes back to that argument. Like it feels like right now they have the right mindset of players in the clubhouse. They got guys playing all different positions, and I think they would all do whatever it takes to win. That was impressive. You know, even though Chris Sale was kind of breaking down, he's like, yeah, I'll come out of the bullpen. Rick Porcello come out of the bullpen. Nathan Eovaldi's coming out of the bullpen. So if you have that same kind of mentality this go around, I mean, that could be part of the road to success.
We have a name that's been brought up today by Jeff Passan about a potential addition. You said everybody wants to add to the bullpen.
Yeah, seems like it.
If you're a contending team. Now, look, you can do both. You can add to your starting rotation and your bullpen, which I'd advise them to do. But if I'm picking one, I'm with you. Impact starting pitcher, quote unquote, is what I would want. Passan wrote today about Ryan Helsley, the closer with the Cardinals. But I was more interested in his second point beyond just the name that he matched them to. He matched all 30 teams to an ideal trade. So as an example, he matched the Padres to Jaron Duran as a perfect trade for them. For the Red Sox, it was Ryan Helsley, the reliever with the Cardinals who could form a 1-2 punch with Chapman. He writes, Boston has the makings of a very good team in the second half. Alex Bregman will return soon. Roman Anthony has an OPS of nearly 1,000 in his past 10 games. This jumped out to you, Keith. Sadam Rafaela is one of the best center fielders in baseball, period, end of sentence.
Because we had always had the caveat defensive.
Yep.
And you're like, all right, fine. Nobody really bats an eye at that.
Does not put that
in there. One of the best center fielders in baseball? Maybe he is.
Maybe.
I guess I'd have to take a look at all the center fielders in baseball, but I like the sound of that.
He says, Carlos Narvaez is a gem. Willier Abreu, Trevor Story, even Abraham Toro, everyone's contributing. He says a reliever or two, so he puts relievers first as well.
Yes, see, not me.
And another starter would make the Red Sox the sort of contender they envision being at the beginning of the season. He doesn't rule out that they could be that level of contender, but he does seem to make the argument for reliever over starter. I again, would disagree. He also just says another starter, like any starting depth would do. They need an impact starter. I agree with Breslow on that. He hemmed and hawed a little bit. He didn't slam the door shut on trading from the big league roster from their glut of outfield depth. So I think he's open to a lot of stuff. They need to be adding, and that is also where I would add. Bullpen be fine. Right-handed bat at first base would be fine. That's where they need to add.
Yep. Rich Keefe, stats and info department.
Oh.
Also, as a trivia question? That happens sometimes.
So you have a question and an answer.
Yeah. All right, you guys can all play on this game.
Good.
Where does Sadam Rafaela rank amongst center fielders? In the American League.
In the American League.
In war.
I think it's higher.
Great guess.
I believe I know this.
Kind of had a guess at what your guess would be. Yeah.
I think
he's two.
I think he's two behind, is it Taylor Walls with Tampa?
Number one.
Wow.
Number one.
Is Walls not a center fielder? I know he's got a good
guess. Buxton might have been number one.
Byron Buxton is real close. He's nipping at his heels. Buxton's right behind him. Sadam Rafaela is number one in the American League. Only one center fielder has a better war. All-star? Pete Crow Armstrong.
Oh, nice.
Pete Crow Armstrong having a good year.
I mean, Sadon's no Pete Crow.
He's no Pete Crow.
But he's pretty good.
He's pretty great.
Pretty good player.
So, but like that's kind of come out of nowhere, really, over the last month. And I think maybe with all the Devers distraction and discussion and the new greatest feud in baseball, Will Fleming versus Will Clark, kind of overshadowing how good Rafaela has turned into. Not just a good glove. Hell, we have the guy that texts us every single day. He's like, can you guys admit you were wrong? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we were wrong about
I thought he should be like a platoon player. Yep. I'm wrong. He's a center fielder. He should play center field every day.
I thought he was a Swiss Army knife all over the diamond player.
Yeah, wrong.
He's one of the best center fielders in baseball.
That's right.
Period, end of sentence.
Some would say only Pete Crow better.
Many would say.
That's according to some metrics.
Text line 617-779-7937. You guys forgot the most important rule.
What's that?
At a work function.
Yeah.
show up with a little buzz on before you get there. Take the edge off.
Little buzz.
That's a good one.
As Shane Gillis would say, just a couple beers. Just have a couple beers.
No one knows how much you've had before you get there. Yeah. I also like this.
I think that's risky, actually. I'll be honest.
No, I've never been good.
I think it's risky.
I've never been good at gauging that one.
Just stumble in. Like no.
Sometimes I never even get out of my place.
I don't love that.
I'm not real great at gauging the pregame.
Yeah.
I also like this. Keith, just bleep face, stumbling around the function, puts his arm
the guy is drunk!
Want to hear a secret?
Yeah, it's just
same drink. Taps his forehead and stumbles away.
Yeah, it's gonna same drink the whole time. Just tell everybody same drink.
Same drink, guys.
I've only had one. Like, okay, I don't care.
All right, I don't care. No one's counting, dude. When are you leaving?
This is my first one.
Get him an Uber.
It's probably warm then if it's your first drink. You've been here for 3 hours.
So if you want to go on the clock, you can. We'll give you 30 seconds for your tips for a work function like Jones, Keefe, and Terp went to last night. 617-779-7937. I don't have any tips for Will Fleming, but I would
avoid
look out.
Will Clark? Maybe that's one tip?
I would look out for Will Clark, maybe is the simplest tip. Because this is a beef that we didn't know was still going to be getting larger and larger. We put the stamp of must-listen audio on this. We don't do it often on Jones and Keefe.
This is it.
But if you missed it earlier, we're going to replay you. Will Clark clapping back at Will Fleming right after Trending with Bill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lady. That was Will Clark earlier this week on his podcast,
right,
with Eric Burns.
Public podcast. Anybody can listen to it. Anybody can enjoy it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's out there for the masses.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Like and subscribe. Smash that like button. I'd imagine. But yeah, I think anybody can watch it.
The notification for the new episodes right to your phone.
Sure.
Hit that little bell.
Yeah, hit that bell.
Hit that bell.
Yeah, which I'd imagine you want to
do. He and Burns, you talking baseball. And I don't know how long they've been doing the podcast.
Good question. The boys are just chopping it up, talking ball.
And so they are talking about the newest member of the San Francisco Giants. And they brought up the fact that Rafael Devers stood him up three times.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. And then tried to make an excuse for him by saying, oh, he didn't want to do it in front of the Red Sox. Although, on that Friday, the first game of the series, he did take grounders at first in front of the Red Sox, mm-hmm. just not with Will Clark.
And there's also some question. The way I understood the timeline is,
yeah,
Will Fleming came on WEEI afternoon and said there was a day where Devers blew off Will Clark, and then Will Clark came out and said it was actually three straight days.
But I think that's actually reversed. I think that's just the way we heard it. Will Clark offered this information up first. Will Fleming was aware of this,
yeah,
and then brought it up to the guys on the afternoon show. And then this thing really took off.
So how about that?
Yes.
So he may have even opened up the can of worms before Fleming even said anything.
He started it. And if anything, Fleming kind of softened it by being like, one day he stood him up. Not three consecutive days he stood him up, which Will Clark said himself.
So that was earlier this week. Will Clark discussing what went down with him and Rafael Devers.
Yep.
What do we have today, Keith? We have an update.
We have a Will Clark response, I think, to this thing really taking off. Thanks to Will Fleming. Thanks to Hart and Fitzy and Ted for asking him these questions. And it got posted here, and then it kind of took off, right? It was really all over the internet.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was either Tom Brady and Sofia Vergara or Rafael Devers, Will Fleming stuff. But Will Clark's like, wait a minute. Now I'm in the center of this, so I'm going to address this head on. And Will Clark has a message for our own Will Fleming.
Oh, does he ever.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
The hot start.
Yowzers.
Say what you want about Will Clark, but that is
yowzers.
That's how you announce your presence with authority.
We know how he feels.
Yeah.
Right away. There's no like, I wonder if he's okay with this. Yeah. No, he's not.
No, he's
pissed. He's
hot
pissed.
Be in his bonnet.
Hey, you remember when you kind of took the story that I came out with? It just said basically the same thing.
I hate you.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? Off.
Again, Will Clark is referring to his podcast with Eric Burns as a personal conversation.
Yep.
That's a red flag. It's a red flag as far as if you want to take Will Clark's side. I'm open to that. If you want to take his side, be like, hey, where's he coming from? He thinks his public podcast is a private conversation. And for Will Fleming to now be insulted by being an East Coast piece of crap or whatever he was saying.
Yep.
Reporter.
It. Yeah.
He's a play-by-play guy for the Boston Red Sox, but that's fine.
Yep.
That's fine. Didn't he go to Stanford? I think he's like more...
Will?
Yeah, isn't Will more West Coast guy than he is even East Coast
guy?
Well,
Billy looked this up. Will Clark is from Louisiana.
I'm confused.
Which is not the East Coast, but it's east of the... Well, I guess it depends on where in Louisiana, but east-ish of the Mississippi. It's right around the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is odd. Yeah, he went to Stanford.
Huh.
Will did. But anyway, so Will Clark's... He's big mad about this.
Well,
he doesn't like that he took a private conversation.
And he went... He went to Keith East versus West, which you hate to kick at that hornet's nest.
That's bad memories.
I thought things had kind of quieted out on that one.
Yeah.
But I never know. Still alive in Will Clark's mind.
So does everybody that doesn't live on the East Coast still view the East Coast like, oh, East Coast?
Yeah, maybe.
I hate the East Coast so much.
West Coast is the best coast.
Nope.
I disagree with that.
I disagree,
but that's
too.
Certainly how he feels, yeah.
Football games start at 10 a.m.?
Ugh.
Outrageous.
People who are like, that's great. No, I need way more time to tinker with my fantasy line.
Thank you.
Get in my bets.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? Off. All right? And so other than that, I'm cool.
All right. Okay, good.
He's good.
Bury the hatchet.
He'll drop it. Now they can go back to talking about, you know, the Giants baseball.
You just got
to
get it off your chest, yep. Keith. You know, it makes you feel better when you say it.
He's
not done. Oh. And he also has another target in his sights.
Okay.
But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion. Matter of fact, there's even some, I think it's on Instagram or something like that. It says that I was going to, like, grab him by the neck and drag him out there or something like that. It's like, what? I would never say that, you know, about a guy who I just met.
2 days earlier.
Even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck.
I would never say that.
I would not to someone I've never met.
I saw something on Instagram. Like, okay.
I think it
Where's this going?
I think it was a clip of your podcast.
You sure about that?
What do you think his algorithm looks like?
Oh, man.
What do you think's in there?
Something scary.
I mean, I don't know. He is an older guy.
So he's denying that he said he would grab Rafi Devers by the back of the neck.
We literally have that audio.
How are you going to get out of that one?
Even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck.
Yeah, so now I'm like, all right, how is this going to go?
Yeah, you got to wriggle out of this one somehow.
Well, he's got a plan.
And I'm going to be working with him for the whole time he's in San Francisco. You know, so, you know, with this AI bullshit that's going on, that's what that is. It's probably that AI bullshit.
Got it.
Because I haven't even posted anything on Instagram for a very long time.
That'd be
what
me.
Do you think about Ted Johnson?
Blaming AI is the new I was hacked.
That's what he said. 100% it is.
So good.
It 100%
we
is
need to back. Next time we step in hot water.
That's it.
We need to back
AI. I can't believe anything. But that's also like if somebody posted a clip of our show and then I go on Instagram, I'm like, I haven't posted anything.
I saw this on Instagram. I didn't even post it.
I never posted this.
That's got to be AI.
It's not me, is it?
Like, well, yeah, you guys video your show. People can grab it and post it, do whatever they want with it. So he's now saying
his official excuse
him.
Is AI.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I saw this on Instagram saying I was going to grab him by his neck.
Yeah, you said that.
you said that, sir. So this is, you got to. Even call me on camera. This is where you do need to be a little bit careful because you don't know what people are dealing with and you just don't know what, you know, how Will Clark is doing because from the outside, it doesn't seem great.
No.
There's some misremembering happening right now. There is some.
Or denial. Just could just be outright denial.
But, like, to start out with this.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
Because of something you said.
Yeah.
You said.
You started.
So Will happened to be the guy that basically took that and, like, repeated it for, like, Red Sox fans to hear. And I guess he's now mad that it's, like, picked up with Red Sox fans or something. I don't know. But, like, you said it. People are talking about the Will Clark, Eric Burns podcast.
And here's the thing, by the way. Yeah. There's no question that Rafael Devers blew off Will Clark. There is some question about if Clark cares, which I don't get why he would have said it in the first place if he didn't care. But I think he's just mad it turned into a big story and now it's blown back on him. But there's at least some debate there. There's no gray area as to what happened.
Yeah.
Devers was supposed to show up with Will Clark and did not for three straight days. That's not.
You want to take a conversation that we're having
Sorry?
And then blow it out of proportion because
yeah.
you're a East Coast piece of reporter.
I don't know how you report on things on the East Coast, but out here, we keep
do
stuff to ourselves.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the name of their podcast?
Will Clark and Eric Burns?
I read it, but
it's
now.
Snappy. I like it.
Burns to Burns, something like that?
It's not Burns to Burns.
Something
There's
like that.
There's only one Burns.
Yeah, but
why would it be Burns to Burns?
Isn't it something like that? What is it?
It's
something
Deuce
to something.
Is Wild.
It's not like Burns
Didn't
to Burns
they both
at all.
Wear 22?
There you go.
Deuce is wild.
There you go.
The number 22 is retired out in San Francisco.
Burnsing Man is what it's called.
Burns on Burns? Why would it be Burns on Burns?
But yeah, these guys, they just talk baseball. They just chop it up. You can get it wherever you get your pods, I guess.
Look,
wild.
All I know.
Does Will not think people listen?
Yes.
Like you took our conversation.
Right.
Like
no,
you're eavesdropping.
I think he's blown 100%. Away. There's an audience. And that's not like they never get any response or have no following.
No,
I just think he's like, wait, people
is.
Listen to this? Yeah. People hear this? And then it can be clipped on the internet? And that's not AI?
I guess.
So look,
they have like a YouTube. They're on like some network. So like they know they're being filmed.
Well, one of them do.
Touche. Touche.
Yeah.
At one point. At the very least, Burns, he knows he's being filmed. Will Clark knows he's being filmed, I think. He is. I'm watching one of their videos right now, and he is showing off his T-shirt to the camera. They have Deuce's Wild shirts, which is also hilarious. Deuce's,
he was also flipping off the camera when he was talking about Will Fleming.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
He's
actually
aggressive.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spelled Deuce's differently on their podcast description than their shirts. It's spelled differently.
I mean, hey, look.
We should start checking the mailbox for shirts.
I would definitely take a Deuce's Wild shirt.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
All right.
No, not all right.
Not all right. We get this text over and over and over and over and over again.
What do we got?
Did you know that Will Fleming is the brother of Giants play-by-play announcer Dave Fleming?
Well, this changes everything. Also, did you know, sir or ma'am, we had him on the show? We had him on the show, actually, right after the trade. And yes,
we did.
We did know that.
And by the way, it's not in that clip, so I don't necessarily blame you for not knowing this. But Will Clark earlier in that clip actually said their discussion on the field that Will had was set up by Dave Fleming.
What?
So Will Clark is aware of it.
Changes everything.
He's aware of the relationship with Dave and Will, as we are, since we had Dave on the show.
Right.
But yes. Will's brother is the play-by-play broadcaster of the San Francisco Giants. Yes.
Correct. They do not play each other again this season.
Okay. Well,
there's
good.
No more Red Sox Giants games.
It was very awkward reaching out to Will saying, hey, can we talk to your brother, not you?
He's like, you guys want me to come on? Like, is Dave available? Talk to Dave about this?
That is actually almost exactly how it went down. No offense to Will, but that probably is how that came across.
I don't want to talk to Will Clark now. Now, I don't know if we would be able to. It'd be like having Ty Law on with all the cuss words, but.
Good point.
Will Clark would be a good guest.
Yeah. Maybe pre-record that one.
Yeah.
Do you think Will Fleming versus Will Clark would go like that golf fight yesterday with the ex-NHL
See,
enforcer?
I don't know, because Fleming's a tall drink
Fleming's
of water.
Real tall.
Yeah, he is.
Shockingly tall.
He's got the reach advantage for sure.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. What would you put Fleming at, 6'7"?
He's easily 6'7".
Yeah.
He's tall.
Will Clark's got old man strength, though.
Clark has a tremendous amount of old man strength.
He can deliver a shot to the bread basket.
Bread basket for sure. He's going right for the ribs.
So he was listed on Baseball Reference as 6'2", 190. Now, if you've seen the videos of him now, there's no way he's 190. He's not 190 now.
I'm not going to call him a little guy.
He's big. I mean, he's
6'2", 190. No, compared to Will, though. 6'7".
Yes, 6'7". Thin.
Yeah, I don't know what the weight distribution is.
They might be a similar weight class.
Yeah.
But he does have the tremendous height advantage.
So you don't think Will's getting chucked into a pond?
Do you think Fleming knows Muay Thai? I feel like he'd have good Muay Thai strikes because he'd have the advantage. He'd knee in the face a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
So you never know. I'm telling you. You don't know who can and can't fight.
That's definitely true. That's definitely true. Like, for instance, you don't know if I can or cannot fight. Yeah. You don't know that.
That's right. I have no clue.
Yeah.
It's too late.
That's a good point. Okay. Well, the latest media
this really is the best.
That's a good one.
It is the best.
Honestly, it might not be done. No. They probably got another episode of Gumble to Gumble or whatever they call it there. And so
Burns on Burns. Yeah.
So Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker.
I stole a Gumble to Gumble from the Twitch chat. Good line in there. But yeah, they probably got another episode where we'll just keep ripping Will Fleming.
Yeah,
and blaming AI.
Maybe they have other Will on.
Ooh, maybe. Good call.
Like Bill Simmons and Pablo Torre.
Are we doing top five Wills tomorrow?
Should we?
I mean,
that's
a good one.
We could do top five Wills. All-time Wills or current Wills?
More of a Mount Rushmore Monday.
Should we save it for Monday?
Maybe we save that for Monday.
Just four Wills?
Yeah, just four Wills instead of a top five Will.
Right. Will Fleming.
Am I eligible?
Oh, yeah. You're
William. Yeah. That's kind of bending it now.
It is. No, like I don't go by William.
You
or
never,
Will.
Nobody really, call, I mean, nobody,
somebody throws an occasional, that doesn't matter. Yeah,
somebody throws an occasional Willie at me. What's up, Willie?
Willie.
That's more like family members that do that. I got a friend that does it and a couple family members.
You don't count that?
Well, no, but so like you'd put Billy Hatcher on your list?
Well, if his full name is William, sure.
Like Billy the Kid.
Sure.
Is a top five Will?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but no, I wouldn't. I'd be like guys that are like are known by Will. Like Will.
Will from Tires.
Yes. Will from Tires. Nick, thank you. Could be on the list. Will Clark, Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks all go by Will.
Will Forte.
It's Courtney, it's Brooksy. But for everybody else, it's Will. There's not William or Billy or Bill.
Will Forte.
100% a top five Will.
Will Campbell.
TBD.
Okay.
TBD.
Speaking of short
dude,
games.
Will Forte.
Good one.
Great one.
Okay,
dude,
great
one.
All right, well, we'll talk this up more.
it's
nasty.
You sound like Breslow talking about Meyer right now. Kid, run. Really committing to that for tomorrow.
Yet. Okay. 617-779-7937.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? Off.
I said this earlier.
Well said,
Some people just know how to cuss. That guy understands how to cuss. We got another madness for you.
Will Hunting.
Great
good one from Gina in the chat.
Oh, strong one. Yep. We got to keep her madness for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up next.
All right, here we go. Time for the madness. Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And this one takes place in North Carolina, Jones.
Okay.
North Carolina.
Come on and raise up.
Yep. Rip your shirt off.
Yeah.
Twist it around your head just like a helicopter.
Spin it like a helicopter, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Yeah. This one's for you.
Fine. This one is
this
for
one's
you.
For who?
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah. There's something going on that is upsetting the locals. Uh-huh. Something is upsetting the locals down there, and let's decide whether they have the right to be upset or not.
Okay.
The sign advertising a car show at a Union County cemetery is the focus of a lot of frustration.
Union County. My in-laws are in Gastonia.
Is that right? Is that
yeah,
close?
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm Googling it right now, but yeah.
Now, knee-jerk reaction, car show at a cemetery, I would say no. I'd say not, maybe not the best taste.
Could be them.
But then again, I don't know. You want to get the community together a little bit, celebrate? Let's
yeah.
see.
For some local families, they say it's disrespectful to even try to have an event at a place that is sacred ground to them.
True.
Our Union
yeah.
County reporter Gina Esposito brought those concerns to the owner of the cemetery, who's now considering a change.
Mowing the lawn.
To Nancy Hare, Forest Lawn East Cemetery should be a place of peace and reverence. It's where her mom visits her father, who is buried there.
She chose the spot near the road so we could pull her up in the car and, you know, she wouldn't have to get out. But when she does, she can sit on that bench. We all sit there and just think about him and relive memories and, you know.
Okay.
That's nice.
That's nice. So yeah. she's upset about this. She doesn't want a car show when she goes to see her.
She's trying to go sit with her beloved lost husband. Yeah.
Close to the road.
Yeah.
Super convenient to the road.
Sure.
Right there by the road.
Yeah.
A little talk with him.
Hare says she was shocked owners started advertising a car show on August 16th. The event is planned in a grassy area in a new part of the cemetery.
We find it disrespectful that they're promoting it as family fun and horsepower and, you know, good vibes and food and prizes. It's just
prizes. Good vibes. Vibes are high. Look at the cemetery. It's like, wow, prizes.
Good it's food. In a new part, though.
I missed that in there. That yeah. was, what was that? Horsepower? Is that what that was?
Horsepower.
Yeah. Horsepower.
Horsepower. They're advertising horsepower at a cemetery?
Yeah.
Like, listen, we don't have a lot of land down here.
I want to hear a little more of this, but yeah. I might want to flip around the logic that she just presented.
Oh, you're going to?
Yeah, well, it's
in her face?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear a little bit more here.
We find it disrespectful that they're promoting it as family fun and horsepower and, you know, good vibes and food and prizes. It's just not the venue for it.
Hare says other families shared their distaste with the event on social media. I brought their concerns to the managing partner of Forest Lawn East, who claimed he hasn't received any complaints. His statement read in part, Forest Lawn East intended to host a neighborhood outreach event with the goal of fostering connection and engagement in our community.
You know, a PR person wrote it if it says fostering.
Yeah, fostering
community engagement.
Like, please. Yeah, please.
It goes on to say, we assure that no disrespect was intended. And in light of the current response, we will meaningfully reevaluate our plans for this event to ensure it aligns with the values and expectations of our community.
Good point.
Great stuff.
That's a PR
Wait,
firm.
So are you still doing it? We're not going to confirm or deny that.
We're going to meaningfully.
We're going to take a look.
Meaningfully look at it.
Let's take a look.
So I Hare's, just,
oh, sorry.
A little more.
Says this is a good first step.
I would like it to be canceled inside the cemetery. I don't have a problem with them doing it at a vendor market or somewhere else, but behind those cemetery gates, I think needs to be kept sacred.
In Weddington, Gina Esposito, Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
Good vibe car show with horsepower at the cemetery. Who's in the right?
Oh, I think the car show's in the right on this one, Keith.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Because it's America? Well, is that going to be your defense?
Well, there's that. I mean, there's a lot of that going on.
Bringing some entertainment to the afterlife.
Thank you. True. That's exactly what I was going to say, Nick.
Do you think that reporter was honoring the dead by playing dead while she did the news there?
Pretty monotone.
I think it'd be a little something. Give me a little energy. A
little bit.
Nothing.
Yeah, put on a show for these people. Yeah. They're just laying there with nothing. What are they watching? Yeah. The Ducks? Like, you know, what are they watching in the meantime? People show up once a week.
They want some good vibes, food, prizes.
They want all this.
What are the prizes?
Who's to say they don't want this show?
They might want
the afterlife. Thank you, Nick. Exactly. That's exactly where I was going.
Maybe bring some attention to the cemetery.
Sure.
Yeah.
We find it disrespectful that they're promoting it as family fun and horsepower and, you know, good vibes and food and prizes. It's just.
They probably want some snacks.
Yeah. I get it.
They want some good vibes.
I get it. Let's just, you know, give them one. See what it does. You don't want any kind of like destruction there, but if they can do it safely and have revving of the engines.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
Don't bump into the gravestone. Don't do donuts. that would be insane. But like other than that, I think
don't trench it. Just
right.
Don't knock over any gravestones.
People love old cars.
Yeah.
People love old cars.
These might be young cars compared to some of the people.
Yeah. They've been dead and buried.
Probably want to see what's out there. They don't even know what's out there anymore. Like, what's a Tesla?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know. Let's see some cool stuff. Okay, well, that's the madness. Kiefer Madness every Tuesday, most Thursdays.
That's right.
Here on Jones and Keefe. Union County, very close to Gastonia County. Down in the Charlotte.
Is that right?
You're
right there.
My in-laws can make it over if they want to.
You were right there.
They might have been planning on going to this for all I know.
Okay.
I'll ask them about it. We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Red Sox with Alex Bregman returning perhaps as soon as tonight.
Woo!
What's the plan with Marcelo Meyer? Craig Breslow gave us an answer earlier today on WEEI. We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.